This is, in some ways, a sibling of or a child of the original Omicron variant that emerged in, well, it was first identified in November of 2021. And it has a number of unique mutations that distinguish it from the original Omicron variant. It has been classified as a variant of concern, and it's causing the majority of cases of COVID worldwide and also here in the United States. The studies that have been done on this particular variant have shown that it has what we call a growth advantage. In other words, it has a higher transmission rate over prior variants of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID. And because of that growth advantage, or that increased transmission rate, we have seen increasing cases in parts of the world and some regions in the United States, particularly the United Kingdom, Germany, Denmark, have all seen recent surges due to this BA.2 variant. It's somewhat been difficult to tease apart the causes for this. It's probably partially due to the virus itself, but also many of these locations, including in the US, have eased many of the COVID restrictions. So I'm sure that's contributing as well. But I think, as Dr. Ohoro highlighted, we will see increasing cases in many parts of the United States, but it's not thought to result in a large surge like we experienced in January and early February of this year.